back to the Morning X.
Sorry, Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headline. There I just go. ACL Fest just a little over 2 weeks away, and yet another artist has dropped out. You're going to be wrecked, guys. You're going to be wrecked. Yeah. I assume that you bought your ACL Fest tickets just so that you could see country music legend Tonya Tucker.
Huh? When I die, I may not go to heaven.
Well, she's not going to be there.
I don't know if
Okay.
I thought at first I was worried that Asleep at the Wheel was not going to be there.
Uh-huh. You don't know anything about Asleep at the Wheel. All right.
They were from that other place, and then they came here.
Excuse me?
They started out some other states, and now they're here.
Were they asleep at the wheel when they were driving home and then wound up in Texas?
Yep.
Is that what happened?
Yep.
Oh, I thought it was Jesus Take the Wheel.
No, I'm a totally different thing.
I'm a country music kind of guy, I would call myself, and I gotta say, I didn't really recognize any of these Tonya Tucker songs. For a second, I thought that she was the Blame It On Your Heart person. Mm-hmm. You've got a thing or two to learn about me, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Sucktones do an awesome cover. Mm. That's Patti Loveless. Never booked. Hey, ACL, you got a hole in the lineup. What's Patti Loveless doing? Probably nothing.
Yeah.
Can we get her?
I think.
Let's do it.
Do you need to fill the Tonya Tucker hole?
Yeah. Okay.
What was she doing? When was she playing?
Fill Tonya Tucker hole. All right. That's the. What do you mean? When she was playing the Austin City Limits Music Festival. You need her stage and time designation. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I was really a fan.
I will admit, when I first saw this, I was like, is she the one that was married to the preacher guy on TV with all the makeup? But that's Tammy Faye Baker. I got my just Southern women confused for a second.
And she's not Tina Tucker. Wait, Tina.
Man.
Turner?
Tina Turner.
She is not Tina Turner, confirmed.
We have a music game coming up in just a moment, and I'm excited for it, but as I was preparing it, I heard the boss's words echo in my head about how we need to not look like such music a-holes who don't know anything about anything, and this segment has proven that we are not that. We are totally, totally buttoned up on those things.
These are Tonya Tucker and Tonya Turner.
Tonya Tucker is out, citing a hip injury, plus increased concerns with COVID. You know, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life or your PR world, but like, it's fine. Just play the COVID card, okay?
Yeah.
We don't need to know about your hip.
Yeah. Don't play the, hey, I'm an old lady with a busted hip thing. That makes me sad, all right? The world is not safe. I can't go out there. COVID issues. That's why I'm canceling.
How many times does she use that hip excuse? Like, when you're just old, can't you just bust out the hip excuse at any point you want
to?
Yeah.
Probably.
Hip. Sorry.
Yeah. The festival will continue. I don't know. She was only supposed to play weekend one. Will they replace her on the lineup? ACL Fest Sucktones might be available. All right. We do a Patti Loveless cover.
Yeah, that's close
enough. We got a couple of George Straits we can do in there as well. The country folk will be satisfied, all right, with what the Sucktones have for you.
I love the idea that they're like,
we can never get ready in time, by the way.
Yeah, they're like, Jason,
my drummer moved to New England.
You can do it, but you have to learn all of Tonya Tucker's songs in 2 weeks.
And you have to wear a wig.
He's done that.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Oh, no, I'm stating a fact.
In the corner of my office where all of my guitar stuff is, there's also a bag of my mom's clothes because of that one show that I wore my mom's clothes to in 2014.
Sure, that's why they're there.
What are you trying to imply,
sir? You never put them away?
I was agreeing with you.
Where do I put them away? I'm waiting for my mom to come take them home, okay? I'm not going to put them in my drawer. Oh, yeah. I got clothes that have been waiting to be put away much longer than that, Emily. Yeah, it's fine.
He has clothes older than you that are still sitting out.
Look, I don't want to be the doomsday guy around here or anything like that. Is this going to happen? Like, ACL Fest, it's just like, I feel like, well, we win another day and it's not canceled, so yeah, of course it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Did we ever get that permit?
They still do not have a permit.
Oh, okay.
However, they now are saying that that's normal, that, you know, in previous years, oftentimes they wouldn't have their official city permit until mid or late September. I would say, seems like a special situation going on right now.
You should get it early.
Maybe you want to go out and get that permit situation nailed down early. Told you how at the end of August, the city changed its rules, basically saying that everybody now has to show up with a negative COVID test, even if you are vaccinated, which I'm not saying is impossible, but seems like a large hurdle to clear if you're trying to put this festival on. And now that Tanya Tucker's out, and Stevie Nicks, and DaBaby, man, if you bought your tickets just for old ladies and homophobia, what a disaster for you. pulled DaBaby and Stevie Nicks, Tanya Tucker.
I feel bad for those guys. We're looking forward to that.
You know what? The people who bought their tickets just for old ladies and homophobia, that's what you get, okay? You were asking for it.
One, they should just send the least important Charles out to every one of those guys who's home to sign and says, I need vaccines. And just be like, hey, I know you're the one that's selling all those fake vaccine cards. Do you have any permits for festivals? Just see, rifle in the back, see if you got one of those.
I appreciate the effort on this
Thank you.
One of the Charles?
Yeah, who's the C3. Right? C3 Presents. It's all Charles's.
Yeah, everybody knows
Everybody's
that.
Everybody's a Charles.
Everybody knows that. Okay, fine. Right? Cool. Thanks. Help helping out. Play yes and. B.
That's what I was doing. I was giving you a chance
there's
to,
a B too?
To explain
you
who the Charles
is. You didn't have to do anything at all. You just let it go. You just let it go. But no, you have to stop everything. Like, look at this stupid thing Nick said. Thanks for helping out.
I mean, it is kind of the whole train wreck analogy.
Here. What I want
I'm excited
now,
for what he's coming after.
I'm going to take the unpopular take of that. Now I want the festival to just be canceled just so that I can go out there on Friday afternoon and watch everybody dig up their bottles of vodka and just have like a bottle of vodka party in the park.
I think that's an urban legend. Has anybody ever buried a bottle of vodka out there? I don't think that's ever happened, man.
Let's find out. I'll be there Friday.
All right.
With the vodka detector.
The Etchy Expo is happening Radisson, Austin, September 24th, 5th, 6th. Emily's going to be there in a costume. Is it a costume? Is that fair to say costume?
Cosplay.
I can't, but it's a costume, right?
Yeah, but like...
That's what a-holes call it?
No, that's just the technical term. Okay. That's what everyone calls it.
What is cosplay short for?
Costume play.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's no play and just costumes.
We have tickets to give away with another edition of Nick That Tune. Nick That Tune, Nick That Tune. Everybody loves to play Nick That Tune. Nick That Tune, Nick That Tune. A game that we used to play on the daily, but the powers that be said, it's not going to work. So now we just pepper it in every here and there.
Whenever the powers aren't listening.
The game that going to today, I'm going to give Nick and Emily a clue. I'll give you a year and a clue about a song. It'll include a lyrical reference. And then they're going to bid against each other. How many seconds to Nick That Tune? You get 1 point for the artist, 1 point for the song title, negative points when you're incorrect. They're steals. And each playing on behalf of a listener, Rebecca called first, chose Team Emily.
Woohoo, Rebecca!
Rebecca, you have chosen... I don't know. Both
Probably
of these
wisely.
Guys flying blind. Miguel, you get Team Nick. So if Nick wins the game, Miguel's going to go to the Etchy Expo. Emily is playing for Rebecca. Everybody ready to go?
I'm ready.
I'll remind you there is a theme. All three of these songs are similar. You don't get any bonus points for figuring out the theme, but maybe it'll help you in the game because the clues are not helpful. All right?
Great.
Here we go. From 1994, your first song is from 1994. And your clue, hey, you remember this game? I love this game, but the consultant shut it down. Now people just think I'm a puppet for the consultant, to which I say, oh no, not me. We never lost control.
Ooh, interesting.
From 1994, remember this game? I love this game, but the consultant shut it down. Now people just think I'm a puppet for the consultant, to which I say, oh no, not me. We never lost control. I'll give you a hint. Puppet for the consultant is not the lyrical reference. Though write that song, somebody.
Okay.
Get to work
that
on
helps.
That.
Puppet for the consultant.
Nick, the game is named after you. I'll let you start the bidding. How many seconds?
That I song from 1994. In 180 seconds, but for the purpose of this game, I will say six.
Thanks. Let's just
6 seconds.
Skip
I know,
to the,
I know, I know.
For the purpose of this game in the future. Emily, you can say less than 6 seconds, or you can make Nick That Tune.
4 seconds.
4 seconds.
I can Nick
said.
That Tune in 4 seconds.
Four
Sorry, that's the
seconds.
Lingo.
I can Nick That Tune in 3 seconds.
3 seconds. Ooh. It's getting heated. Here we go.
All right, Nick Here That Tune.
All right, 3 seconds.
Oh, you
messed
up.
From 1994. Are you ready, Hajda?
Yep.
3 seconds is an eternity.
Never mind.
Wait, really?
See, these are the moments the boss warned me about.
No. Just I thought I was locked in, and that is not even close
that's
to
not
what I was
thinking. We're thinking.
Give it to me one more time.
Are we going to do a give it to me one more
time? Just play one more time. It's 3 seconds. Oh, man. Ooh. Do I lose points? I lose points.
Yeah, you do.
All right. That is not Metallica, Master of Puppets. Right?
I mean, you're correct. It's not. I mean, that's...
I want to say it's like Audioslave-y or Soundgarden-y. I will say, fingers crossed, Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun.
That is incorrect for a negative point. Emily, you may steal if you like. You don't get any additional seconds. No negative points for a steal attempt.
No, I'm okay.
Pass? Okay, good, yeah. good. To face. A little band called Nirvana.
Damn it, yes. Yeah. Now I hear it.
Yep, the man who
sold the world.
Yep.
MTV Unplugged.
The Metallica of grunge.
I don't know how correct that is, but okay.
I would have got it if you used the Guitar Hero version.
All right. Oh. It would sound the same, right? Okay, negative one for Nick. Emily with zero. And we'll go to song number two from 2003. This is a song from 2003.
Okay. I was alive. Good.
Do I miss playing this game every day? Of course I do. But then a little voice inside my head said, don't look back. You can never look back. That's your clue from 2003. Okay. Do I miss playing this game every day? Of course I do. But then a little voice inside my head said, don't look back. You can never look back. I think, what are the rules here, Nick? You're still in control of the board. You have, Emily didn't get it correct. You
got Emily that tune.
I'm going to make you a bit of a first again. How many seconds from that song? 2003.
I'm going to stick with a different answer and say seven. I can nick that tune in 7 seconds.
Way to stick with a different answer.
I can nick that tune in 4 seconds.
Ooh, that sounds confidence, but...
That sounds confident.
Everything just sounds confident when you're 23. I can nick that tune in 1 second less. Three?
What is going on with the bidding?
He's confusing me. What's going on?
I'm locked into Master of Puppets now. All I can hear.
I think it was your bid.
Three seconds.
Three seconds.
Emily? 3 seconds.
I kind of want to let him.
Play the strategy that you consider optimal, my friend.
Okay, how about I can nick that tune in 2 seconds.
You done kind of messed up now, buddy. Or did you? Nick is grimacing.
Nick that tune. She knows it.
2 seconds. How do you think that you... Okay, from 2003, 2 seconds. Are you ready, Emily?
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. That we just played that. hold on.
What did you know?
I'm thinking. Sorry.
By Nick's rules, you get to hear it again. Good. You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hold on.
Nick.
Oh, Nick. Boys of Summer. It's the cover. Do I have to say the artist, too?
You get 1 point for each. You will not lose a point if you get either part correct.
I'm just going to say that because I can't remember the artist right now.
Uh-huh.
Because now I have Metallica on my mind.
What is Metallica done to y'all's brains?
Boys of Summer by Metallica.
But it's a cover of Boys of Summer.
Are you out? I bet that would be good.
You have negative points, so...
But I'm about to get back to zero.
Well, but what is your answer, Emily?
Boys of Summer.
Boys of Summer is the name of that song. Nick,
by the Ataris!
The Ataris is correct. Nick with a steal point. Excellent work, my friend. This one goes out to Emily's mom.
Yeah, she hates this song. That's why I forgot about it.
That's shame on you.
Hang on. It's
going to
do the song.
It's a weak-ass punk pause there, Boys of Summer.
How is it weak? What are you talking about?
This is your fault, because you hit me with this out-of-nowhere Nirvana song, but not the... Everybody knows Boys of Summer Ataris. You're going to know it... Nirvana?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay, we have a contest on our hands. Nick has 0 points, back to zero. Emily has 1 point, and the lead going to the final one.
This is a
song
juicy one.
From 1997. That was better, right, boss? You see the two of them combined to get the entire answer correct. I know what's up. From 1997, your clue. So we're just going to have to be happy playing Nick that tune once every couple of weeks. Time to get over it. Time to pick my heart up off the floor. From 1997, we'll just have to be happy playing Nick that tune once every couple of weeks. Time to get over it. Time to pick my heart up off the floor.
I identified what part is supposed to be the clue.
All right.
Does nothing for me, so I can nick that tune.
Think of the... No. Emily has control of the board right now. Emily bids first. Yeah.
I can nick that tune in 4 seconds.
4 seconds,
ooh,
she says.
Ooh, I can nick that tune in... I can't, but 3 seconds.
Nice poker face, dude.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you want to nick that tune?
No. Nick that tune, Emily. Emily, that tune. Damn it, that's what I should have done. Okay, yeah.
All right, so are you saying nick that tune, Emily?
Yeah, I guess.
What do you mean?
Yes. Confidence, yes.
Okay, 3 seconds?
Yes.
Is that what you Nick gets 3 seconds on this
three
song.
3 seconds, three times.
From 1997. I think you're about to win the game, Nick. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Baby, I love...
Do I hear you 3 seconds again?
That is... No, I don't need it.
Oh.
That's George Michael... Faith.
Okay.
Gotta have faith?
Okay.
Wham!
Okay. I'm going to tell you that faith is correct. Nick is going to get 1 point. It is tied 1-1, but George Michael is incorrect, which means Emily can steal right now if she knows the artist and win the game. Otherwise, we go to a very contrived tiebreaker. Emily?
Okay, wait. What did you say?
I said George Michael Faith.
You want to hear the 3 seconds again? I'll give you 3 seconds again.
Yeah, give it. I don't know if I want to risk that.
There's no risk for a game.
Oh, there's no risk?
Yeah, if you miss it on a steal, well, there's no risk for a steal. For the win, Emily.
Did you say Wham?
Just do it.
Tell him the artist.
Finish him.
Did you say Wham?
He said George Michael Faith.
Okay, Wham.
I said Bam.
Wham is your answer?
Yes. I don't know.
Do you only know that because I said it?
What kind of a show am I raising here? You guys don't know. What's the theme? Okay.
Oh, you know what? 1996. Oh, okay. Yeah, good.
The first one was a cover of a David Bowie song. The second one was a cover of a Don Henley song. This one is a cover.
This is Limp Bizkit.
I didn't know the answer in general, so. Damn.
Did that sound like George Michael to you?
Kind of.
Okay, in the case of a tie, as we have here, how long in minutes and seconds is Faith by Limp Bizkit?
Oh, no.
Write an answer
down.
Just
answer too long?
The both of you.
Minutes and seconds? Okay. Well,
if you wanted to answer in all seconds, I guess I'll convert it for you.
No, don't tempt me. You know I'm going to do that.
How long? Limp Bizkit's Faith. I was like, he might not get the song, but he's going to know this is Limp Bizkit.
I knew the song. I didn't know it was Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
You need to send me a Limp Bizkit playlist to listen to.
I'd be happy to.
Convert me. Because the amount of times I have to listen to it on the air just halfway, you know, I want to, yeah.
Nick, you guys have an answer?
Yeah. Good. 2 minutes and 36 seconds.
Emily?
Oh, I kind of went long. I said 4 minutes.
That is not 4 minutes.
23 seconds.
4 minutes and 23 seconds. Well, if it was Price is Right rules, you would both lose because it's 2 minutes and 26 seconds.
Oh,
man.
Which means congratulations to Nicholas.
You lost an amazing game.
Barely. Barely.
But you did.
Barely.
Miguel. I barely feel embarrassed about it.
I lost to you on a tiebreaker. tiebreaker. I like George Michael.
We both win George for not letting Limp Bizkit into our brains.
The fact that I put a Limp Bizkit song in is only like the eighth biggest problem with this game, according to the boss. That's good. That means that we're doing good. Miguel, you're going to Etchy Expo. Rebecca, we have a prize for you as well. It's the Morning X, Jason Dick and friends. That's Nick Hodge. Noted young person Emily is here. And hey, if you're listening on the radio, don't stop. But you can also watch this segment on Facebook Live. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we live stream a segment on Facebook Live. So if you want to see Nick get all crazy and mad and flail his arms around, you can do so over at 101X Morning X on Facebook.
Oh, did you record all that?
But what's that?
Did you record all that stuff in the
print? Oh. Sorry.
I get to see what I get to see.
I wish you guys could have seen that.
I don't wish that upon anybody. It's fine. I'm sorry.
But we have to. There's going to be no arm flailing on this one, right? Because here's the part where we're going to talk about Nick's dead grandma. he's laughing. We're going to do it in a fun.
That sounded like a pained laugh.
Style.
Nah, it's fine. She's been circling the drain for years.
Oh my God.
Okay. Here's my question. Yes, my grandma unfortunately passed away. It's very sad. Kidney failure. Yeah. I'm okay.
Praise
I'm
be
dead
with you.
Inside. Thank you, Jason. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Never mind. Here's my question, though, because her funeral is Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. But Friday, we're going to do that Catholic thing where you all go sit around and pray the rosary over her corpse.
Oh, hated doing that.
Can you take a date to that? Is that acceptable?
Can you take a date to a funeral?
Your grandmother's funeral. Like, I feel like it's questionable with, like, weddings.
Like a new date?
Yeah.
Well, hang
or
on.
Or is this like a, you've seen them for a while?
It's going to be a first date?
I mean, this is hypothetical. I don't have any prospects.
But sure you do.
A
wedding.
I'm going to take to my dead grandmother's funeral.
I think is, first of all, an excellent date, even... First date?
Yeah, weddings are good first dates.
Because
they're like very positive environments. It's like, you know what? If this works out...
It's possible. Look.
It's possible that we could be this.
Like, it's a good idea. It's a good idea because most good weddings have an open bar. That's the key to a good date.
Yeah.
Oh, that too. And then you can be all sentimental.
But I feel like I've heard people say like that's too real... Like
just don't put them in the pictures.
An event. Yeah,
that's the key. Is so at
don't
your
put them in
funeral.
The
pictures. Yeah, yeah. You don't.
So don't
you
take
have
pictures of this date with the next
first
to the
date.
Casket.
Take the pictures for you and your family, so they're not in any of the pictures, because that's where it goes wrong. So that could happen with the funeral. Is just make sure they're the picture taker.
See,
they take all the pictures of the family. Maybe you get one
take
together.
Pictures at a funeral. I guess my funeral experience is narrow.
You hired a photographer. Don't worry.
I don't know if that's a joke.
No,
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Who's the band?
Jason.
Yeah.
I have an exciting opportunity for you and the Sucktones.
Oh. Wait, who's catering?
Hey, I ordered the chicken. This is fish. I don't want to eat fish. No, I think weddings.
I hope my family's not listening.
You could bring a date to a wedding. Obviously, it's just a plus one situation where you invited with a plus one, because that's not cool. You can't show up with a plus one if you weren't invited with a plus one.
Do weddings have invitations? I feel like everybody's invited.
Do weddings have
invitations? No, sorry. Now you're talking about
funerals.
Funerals.
Seriously?
No.
Okay, yes.
Funerals.
That's my point, is that I don't think that there is sort
of a... There's no limit.
There's
they
no
want
seating
all the
chart.
Love.
I did not officially RSVP to this event. I assume that they understand that I'm coming. Even though, as we explained earlier, they forgot to tell me that she had died, and I had to hear it like secondhand from my mom.
Right, right.
I'm also a pallbearer, because that was one of my my grandma's last wishes, that all of the grandkids would carry
her. I need
her.
Pals.
Thanks. Thanks for saving that.
Yeah.
So I just assume, like, since I'm technically part of, like, the staff or whatever, that I can sneak in a plus one. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be an issue.
No.
Now, let's talk about the, just the logistics, the game planning behind bringing a date.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you. I know a couple of people in your universe who I think would be good.
I know some girls who like some freaky stuff. Okay, they are dark.
So
okay, I was about to say I feel bad. Say I was going to say I know a few girls who would be good targets for this manipulation.
Oh, nice.
And I didn't feel good about that. But then no. Nick pointed out that they're into freaky stuff. So I would just assume it's open season here. Here's
just
what you
sneak
do.
Up into that other unused
yeah,
part
what's
of the funeral
approach
home.
Here,
you
though?
Tell this person. See Nick.
You find the storage room for caskets, and you're like, hey, let's test these out.
Okay.
Oh,
easy with it. Can we get to the fornicating at the funeral section in a moment?
Okay, this is technically just like the viewing.
This is not the actual...
Friday is the viewing, funeral Saturday. I mean, if things go well,
hold
the
on,
viewing...
Hold on, but this
then
is...
you can bring him to the
this
funeral.
Is sort of yeah. like the VIP event, right? This is the meet and greet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. So this is like, I mean, that's how you sell it to your date. It's like, this
meet,
is even
greet,
this
pray.
Is a more exclusive event, okay?
I get you one-on-one time with my grandma.
I mean, like, the funeral is just like out there in the cemetery, right?
Yeah.
Like, random strangers can walk up to this.
Also,
this is a private event. This
plus,
is,
it's a Catholic funeral, so it's going to be like 8 hours long.
Oh, I just drag
standing
it out.
And
okay.
sitting
okay.
and standing and
here's
sitting
the,
and kneeling.
Here's the what you do is you take one of the many young ladies who has friend zoned you, which you got a bunch of. And you say, hey, I don't want this to be weird, but it's my grandma's viewing, and I just need a bosom to cry in. I'm just feeling very, I'm weak. Okay, I'm fragile, and I just need somebody. I need help.
I need your strength.
I need support, and you are the person that I thought of that could provide me that support. I mean, who's going to say no to that?
This is pathetic.
What is pathetic? Why?
This is just pathetic.
What are you talking about?
Just come on. Just.
Yes, and then you guys are there. And
you guys know nothing about women.
No, no clue.
I know. Nothing about women. What you should do, Nick, if you really want to date, is, I mean, you could start off with that if you want. She's not going to buy it. She's literally not going to buy it.
Why is she not going to buy it?
Because I know Nick is going to send a text message. He's going to copy that text message, and he's accidentally going to send it in a group message to all of the different ladies that he's going to be inviting, and it's going to be a mess. What you should do, if there's free food, if there's a dinner, or if there's something like that, that's what you should also include in the message. Like, I'll pay for your dinner.
Do you?
So I tell her just that there's free food in Taylor, Texas.
My
if you
plan
come to
is
me.
Bad, and you're like, hey, there's free food and a dead body in Taylor. Want to come hang on Friday? No.
The you answer say the is... honest part, and then you go into, by the way, my family's taking us to dinner afterwards, so there's food.
I like this idea, though. Invite multiple dates and then have like a Mrs. Doubtfire situation where I have to keep going back and forth and juggling them the classic sitcom scenario. How can that fail?
It's literally a side plot in Wedding Crashers, okay? You remember, what's his name? Chaz? Chance?
Yeah.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
He discovers that the funerals are a way better place to hook up than weddings, okay?
Oh, you're saying I don't bring sand to the beach.
No.
Bring, I do have some hot cousins.
Bring the sand to the beach, okay? And then play the vulnerable Nick. My grandma, you got to work up a bunch of things, stories about your grandma and things, the times where you reminisce.
No, that's going to work, but I feel like
your vulnerability, okay? And then show your penis.
Not in front of your dead grandma, please.
No, yeah, later.
Closed casket. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. Can you take a date to a funeral or a VIP pre-funeral viewing type thing? And those of you watching on Facebook Live, leave a comment. Can Nick take a date?
I'm going to hell.
That's fine. Can Nick take a date to his grandma's funeral? Florida man Kyle tweets at the Morning X, says, wouldn't that be the most epic walk of shame ever, showing up at the funeral unshowered, hair askew, in the same clothes you left the viewing the night before? Seriously, sorry for your loss, Nick. At Guessing Cat says, I would definitely decline a first date to a funeral. Why the F would I want to go to Taylor? Also, a first date around family? No. Zach from New Braunfels says, if it's a first date, aren't you starting a relationship on kind of a downer? Just take a sex worker. They're guaranteed to put out at the funeral. After the funeral.
That's true.
No, he says at the funeral. Jesus. No,
at the funeral?
Okay, to be clear here. When I say, when we're talking about first date, not somebody that you just swiped on, you found on Tinder or Bumble or christianmingle.com.
Catholic mingle.
No, you don't take a person who you don't know. I'm specifically talking about one of your many friend zone situations that's how you're going to break them out of the friend zone thing. Mm, all right.
This is how you pity. Pity is how it goes.
That's how I've risen this far.
Emily, pity. Like 30% of the sex in the world is pity sex. All right.
Yeah, I can believe that.
That's just the reality of the situation.
See, God, you're not part of that 30%.
You're playing all of the wrong angles here, Nick. You're playing all of the. Dan's the Man points out that, yeah, it was Chaz in Wedding Crashers who said, death is the greatest aphrodisiac. El Flamingo SA says, can you take a date to a funeral? Sure, but why would you want to? You're basically introducing your family at their worst. Might not be the best reflection on you. Also, would it be bad form to hold court at a funeral? I assume you're going to be doing that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I assume they made me the officiant of the funeral and everything.
Mm. Do you have a speech?
Are you going to speak?
Speak from the heart. Speak from the heart.
Are you going to speak from the other thing if you re-date?
I probably won't speak.
I don't want to get all real on you, but it is one of the proudest days of my life when I did the eulogy at my grandma's funeral. Mm-hmm. All right. I killed it. All right. And let me tell you something. I could have had any woman in that room, but they were all like 80.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.